إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, we are coming into the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and inshallah we will go, and that will the 10 days will culminate in inshallah Eid al-Adha, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the barakah of the Eid inshallah, and the benefit of the sacrifice. I remind myself and you that this whole sacrifice, as well as all the for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with the opportunity to make Hajj, all of these are reminders of the actions of one person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Khalil. And that person is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said that his Rabb said to him, submit, and he said, I submit. أَسْلَمْتُ, I have submitted. I remind myself and you that this action of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is the essence of Islam. This is the foundation of Islam, this is the essence of Islam, this is the meaning of Islam. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this action of submission so much. Because submission is the essence of ubudiyat, of being the ibad of Allah, of being the abdullah, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind myself and you that submission is always in doing those things which we personally do not like to do. There is really no submission as such in doing things that we like to do. There is also submission if it is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do, and we do it and we like to do it, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with that. And that is the ideal situation to arrive at, where we actually like to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. So not only do we obey, but we obey with great joy and with great happiness. But until we reach there, we have to pass through a stage where we obey because that is the order. And we obey whether or not we like to obey. And that is why, this is where the problem comes, because we end up in a situation where we do what we like to do and we leave what we don't like to do. And that is why I always say that taqwa is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala irrespective of whether you like to do something or not. And selective obedience is disobedience. Because effectively, if you are selecting to obey something, then you are selecting automatically to disobey something else. And this is not taqwa, this is not taqwa, this is not only is it something which is very dangerous to do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in Surah Al-Baqarah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually pronounced some extremely serious warnings and very serious wa'ids about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, do you believe in certain parts of the book and you leave out certain other parts, and you refuse to believe and you deny certain other parts? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is the reward for people like that except خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, except that your life in this world will be made very hard. So the punishment is not only in the akhirah, it starts here. خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah said that life in this world will be made extremely hard, and these people on the day of judgment will be returned towards ashaddil azab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will be turned towards the worst of punishments. So selective obedience is a very dangerous matter. It's not a simple matter. It's not something that we do. Many people either consciously or unconsciously, they act as if they are doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They even say things like that, you know, they say, after all, I'm doing this, what more do you want? What more do you want? These are the kinds of actions or the kind of statements that people make, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to dig our own graves with our tongues. So, the key thing as far as this these days are concerned, and especially as far as the issue of sacrifice is concerned, is to remember that Islam is the meaning of obedience. And obedience is not selective obedience. Obedience is in obeying everything which Allah has told us to obey, whether we like to do it or we don't like to do it. If you don't like to do it, then that is actually a sign of our own spiritual illness. It's one of the diseases of the heart, that the heart does not want to submit to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart does not want to submit to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because submitting to the sunnah, to follow the sunnah, is an order of Allah. It is another big fitna, where we think that by following a sunnah we are doing a favor to Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or doing a favor to Allah. No, it is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, direct order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we leave a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not know what is the dalil, because there is no dalil in Islam. So those who are leaving the sunnah should find their dalil, because they will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. If you are deliberately, consciously leaving a sunnah, I'm not saying that, you know, by something you forgot and you didn't know, that's I'm talking about deliberately, consciously doing something which is contrary to the sunnah, which is against the sunnah, then please find a dalil, because you will, Allah will ask you for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you and question you, and you are opening the door to serious problems for yourself. So do not do that. But I'm saying that obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be very clear in our mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only did He order us to obey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us the benefits of obedience in the ayat that we recited in Salat al-Fajr just now, again from Surah al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the paths are clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the paths are clear. That the path of guidance and the path of misguidance, both are clear. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. It's become very clear. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who leaves the taghut, the one who leaves the false idols, the one who leaves these false ideas, the one who leaves false ideologies, the one who leaves the path of disobedience, and who chooses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has grabbed a handhold which will never break. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves these questions. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these examples, when He called it a handhold that never breaks, do you have an objection to grabbing hold of the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have an objection to grabbing hold of a handhold which will never break until it takes you into Jannatul Firdaus without hisab? You have a problem with that? If you have an objection to that, then if you don't have an objection to that, then what is the problem with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very, very clear. The Quran is very clear. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنْ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْثَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. So, very, very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this is something which, it's a handhold which will not break. And therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and give us a sense of tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and not which is pleasing to us. The biggest fitna is our own nafs. The biggest fitna is our own nafs. The nafs is something which the shaitan uses. The nafs is something which is hand in hand with the shaitan and which guides us, always misguides us and always guides us to evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Except for the one on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on whom Allah has mercy. So therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, and seriously we have to ask ourselves this question and say that what can I do in order to get the benefits of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him his khalil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that whole incident with regard to the what he did with his wife, our mother Hajar alayhi salam, and Ismail alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, the whole incident of leaving them in the valley of Makkah because of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unquestioning obedience. Inshallah, we'll talk about this in detail in a khutbah, but seriously, unquestioning obedience. And then the whole issue of the sacrifice and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all of these the arkan of Hajj itself. One of the greatest ibadat of the Muslim, something which everyone who has the capability must do at least once in his lifetime. He must do it once in his lifetime. This is one of the arkan of Islam, and it is fard on the Muslim. Anyone who has the means to do Hajj must do Hajj. As soon as he has the means, he must go and do Hajj and not delay. And therefore, we ask Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked these actions of Ibrahim alayhi salam so much that he made these, the arkan of Hajj, he made these actions of ibadah. Obedience. Just obedience, actions of ibadah. What is Sa'i? Sa'i is just Hajar alayhi salam's going from one hilltop to another hilltop. She was doing it for a reason. There was a reason. She was trying to see if somebody is coming or not. If you go today and say, well, you see, your umrah is not complete. Your Hajj is not complete. It is one of the arkan of without that the umrah is not complete. You can't say my umrah is I. No, the obedience is obedience, and that shows the importance, the ahmiyat of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of whatever our nafs may be telling us. So I remind myself and you, let us not fall into the trap of our nafs. And let us do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not left that as a mystery. Allah has told us clearly what pleases Him, and He told us clearly what does not please Him. And therefore, let us not fall into the trap of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and failing to please Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadat and to accept our sacrifice and to accept our azkar and our khairat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.